he was anything Obama was going to, he was going to try to scratch. And but it's very calm.
Do you follow him on Twitter or no?
Yeah. I asked him to follow me on Twitter.
All right, I've got Kendra here with a question.
Jamie.
Hi, Vice President. Hi, Jamie. So the 2016 election was for many Democrats a shocking wake-up call. What changes do you think the Democratic Party needs to make in order to be successful in 2018 and 2020?
Well, I want to point out, but for 172,000 votes, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And Hillary got 3 million more votes. I'm not saying he didn't win. He won fair and square by the Electoral College. It makes sense. So, but there was no landslide here, number one. Number two, I'm referred to in Washington the last 25 years as middle class Joe. It's not meant as a compliment. It means I'm not sophisticated. But I think there's real reason why a lot of middle class people are legitimately concerned with digitalization, artificial intelligence, whether there are going to be jobs in the future. I spoke at the World Economic Forum. I was asked to speak about the fourth industrial revolution and will there be middle class jobs. And so, for example, I was talking to one of the staff guys here today, cameraman, about truck drivers. And a guy who was a cameraman always wanted to be a truck driver. He sees driving an 18-wheeler now. And I said, well, a lot of those guys are wondering whether they're going to have a job in 2, 5, 10, 12 years. Are they going to be able to make a living? So people are out there worried, and we don't talk enough to them. My dad used to have an expression. He said, I don't expect the federal government or the government to solve my problems. I expect them to understand it. And I think there are answers. In this last election, what happened was, because it was such a mosh pit in terms of Hillary's inability to be able to, not her, she tried, but to get the message out about the middle class, about what she was going to do about education, what she was going to do about child care, what she was going to do about these things. And the middle class is, I think we have to respond and let them know there's significant hope. We're better positioned than any nation in the world to own the 21st century. No, we really are. That's not hyperbole. And so I just think that we have to speak more directly to the legitimate concerns of the middle class, black, white, Asian. It's not just white, high school educated guys and women. It's across the board.
On that note, we have run out of time for this segment. Just an informal poll real quickly. Does it sound like he's running? Raise your hand.
If you missed it, he just did the sign of the cross.
Former Vice President Joe Biden. Vice President Biden, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
He's going to be back along with his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, for a